With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Are we crying wolf too often when it comes to drought? University of Washington Atmospheric Sciences Professor Cliff Mass says Governor Inslee's expanded so-called drought emergency, covering nearly half the state, bears some watching certainly, but overall, we're in pretty decent shape water-wise. And Mass says it's also no reason to sound the alarm for a bigger, fiercer wildfire season.
Well, there's no reason to expect there won't be fires, but I don't think there's any reason to expect it'll be any different than normal or typical at this point.
And when it comes to blaming our wildfires on climate change?
A lot of this is not really dealing with climate. It's dealing with we have poorly managed forests that have a tendency to burn. People moved out into the interface between urban and wildland areas, and people starting fires from all kinds of recreational other activities. So it's as much of what we've done to the surface as it is climate.
Mass hesitates to call our recent wildfire seasons the new normal.
I mean, you have to separate the new normal. Is it the weather changed or the surface has changed? We've had a little bit of a warm-up, but the climate change has been pretty minor. But we've really done, you know, some bad things to our forests. We have a lot of invasive grasses, like cheatgrass, that are spread around, and a lot more people in these areas. So there could be more fires just because of what we've done at the surface, and that means we have to deal with the damage we've done to the forests and other things.
Mass says wildfires are nature's way of thinning the forests, and after 50 years of improved fire suppression, it's catching up with us. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell me, what kinds of fruit will be in season this month?
The month of June brings us strawberries, like really good strawberries that are perfect for making jams and pies. I hope you save some rhubarb.
And we might also begin to see early varieties of cherries in a week or two.
A mid-June start to blueberries from the PNW. Our blueberries will compete with rain-delayed California blueberries hitting the market around the same time.
So will we have any delays here in the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, and we already are seeing delays in boysenberries and raspberries, which are typically harvested in June.
Oh, what happened up there?
Cold temperatures in February damaged a lot of the caneberries. This winter injury can take out a lot of fruiting wood, which then produces less fruit. So please, go out and support your local berry farmers this season, as they're having a tough time this year.
Besides, they're tasty, right? Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.